This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Meghna Chakrabarty is out today. On our program, a conversation about the rising cost of health care and how to target wasteful spending. Among the latest recommendations, limit dozens of routine medical tests and procedures. We'll be talking about that in a moment. But first, an annual rite of spring and the great American pastime, the return of baseball.
We are here at Comerica Park in Detroit, bringing you Boston Red Sox baseball. Glad you've joined us on opening day 2012.
So here in New England, it's always hard to believe and almost always welcome that winter is really behind us and baseball is back. But that undeniable harbinger of spring is here again, and today the Boston Red Sox began their season against the Detroit Tigers in the Motor City. Right now it's the bottom of the seventh. The Tigers and the Sox are tied at 0-0. Now, we've talked a lot about last season's epic collapse and about the big questions facing this year's Red Sox. Among the biggest, can a new manager, the flashy and charismatic Bobby Valentine, turn the Red Sox around? To consider that question, we're joined by NPR sports reporter Mike Pesca. And Mike, good to have you, and happy first day of baseball.
Yes, thank you for inviting me to the running of the Ortizes.
So here's the question. Can Bobby Valentine help the Red Sox this season? Does history show that one great manager can turn things around and make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, if not for Bobby Valentine, they'd definitely be behind 4-0 right now, right? You know, the manager is the face of the franchise. He meets with reporters. Sometimes this means that asking even veteran beat writers how much a manager matters, you'll get them telling you, oh, a great deal, because they have so much interaction. But the question has been studied, and some of the best studies on it, one by a former major league consultant named David Gasco, and then there was another economist at Kennesaw State, and they studied managers, and they found that even the best manager, and in their study it was Bobby Cox, who was formerly with the Braves until he retired, is worth, are you ready for this, two games a season. Now, I take two games, you know. And that's the best manager. And a team will sometimes make or miss the playoffs by two games. But I just think that the personality of the manager tends to dominate news coverage. The actual impact on the team for baseball, more than any other sport, quite limited.
Interesting. But two games, if you consider the Red Sox last season, they missed the playoffs by just one game, so it might have made the difference. And let me
You know, Tito Francona was worth something like 0.1 games, and I think he was a great manager, but you know, sometimes that even a little bit extra helps, but most of the time it really doesn't.
Well, let me ask you about a couple of sort of anecdotes. Red Sox history suggests that a strong manager can make the difference. Back in 1967, Dick Williams took a team from last place to first and all the way to the World Series. And what about Joe Torre down in New York, where you are right now? They fired Buck Showalter, hired Torre, won a string of championships with the Yanks, right?
Yeah. I happen to note that their payroll was pretty high, too. And they had a closer named Rivera. Look, if I
Yeah,
and great players. And it was funny, because when Joe Torre was hired, he was seen as one of these retread, oh, the Yankees aren't even trying, because he had a very bad losing record with the Mets. Well, they were terrible. Barely eked out a winning record with the Cardinals. Just was a very mediocre manager before he came to New York. And I do think that his personality gelled with the Yankees. At the very least, maybe they would have won as many titles, but you know, George Steinbrenner maybe would have gone through three managers during that time. So he provided constancy, and he was a ballast against what could be, you know, a very tough media town. But still, they studied Joe Torre's effect, and they found that even though he was helpful for hitters, he was pretty bad with pitchers. And when you think about all the pitchers, the great pitching talent that came to New York, like Kevin Brown and Carl Pavano, and kind of flamed out under Torre, he doesn't have a great track record with that. I love Joe Torre. I think he was a great manager. I'm just saying that the stats and empirical study will tell you that Joe Torre did not have a big impact on winning. That said, he could be my manager any day.
Final question, Bobby Valentine or not, nobody is picking the Red Sox to go all the way to the World Series this season. You're speaking to us from New York, home of the Yankees, who are being favored to do pretty well. When it comes to this age-old New York-Boston rivalry, what do you see this coming season?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was going to be a long shot. I thought the Red Sox would qualify for the playoffs, especially now with another playoffs slot. I still think they will. But their closer, Andrew Bailey, went down, and he was an off-injured closer when he was with the A's. And it just can't be good for the team. So they'll be fighting it out most likely for the wild card spot with two other teams, the Rays and the Angels, and two of those three teams will make it. And it still could be the Red Sox. And the good thing for Red Sox fans is that there's so much randomness in the playoffs that once you make the playoffs, really anything can happen. And Andrew Bailey's thumb might be better by then.
All right, we'll take that note of optimism. Mike Pesca, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca talking to us from New York.